Well, I think, you know, as a group, you know, collectively, you know, you may say we're young, we're Mince and Mosley are the elder guys in the group, but, you know, Tyson Alualo can be a leader, Terrence Knighton can be a leader, and Mince, he's the elder guy now. A lot of the younger guys see his approach, how he works, and that's invaluable. Same thing Campman did when he first came here. My thoughts on Rushman Sacks, if you're hitting around 30, you're going to be in the tops of the leagues in terms of the group, not overall. And in the last couple of years, we were over 20, but that's going to pick up. We left a lot out there last year, and you know, we like to rely on a four-man rush. You know, if we can coordinate our rush, and we left a lot out there where one guy may have done something great, but it wasn't coordinated, and that hurts the whole group. But I see a lot of progress being made, and I think as a group, we can be better than we were last year. We hit in the 30s last year, and you know, I've always said when you're hitting around the 40s as a team, you're going to be in the top 5 to 8 in the league. Well, I tell you, he's really working hard. You know, he worked hard when he got here in the off-season program, and he's really competing to earn playing time. You know, a lot of people have asked me, is he going to start? Is he going to do this? Every rep that he gets out there, he's earning playing time, and he's getting better every day. So that's still too early to tell. Well, you know, Austin's a guy that's a physical guy. He plays more. He relies more on physical power, things like that. Andre, you know, one of the knocks on him coming out, which I didn't see, was that he couldn't play the run. But he's been really physical in there during the run game. So they're a little bit different in terms of their style. Austin relies more on his physical game, but Andre can beat you with speed, and he's showing right now that he has a little bit of a power to him. If this group stays healthy, we're going to have 7-8 guys up for every game. And what I like to do is just keep rotating guys so you're throwing fresh guys at them all the time. And there really isn't a big, significant drop-off. There's 8 guys that all do a little bit different in terms of their technique, but they're all going to be relentless. They're all going to get off the football, and they're all going to work hard, and that's what we're trying to get. If you look back, you know, we got John right off the waiver wire. Gene got him and knew all about him, and he was our starting nickel rusher in the opening game against Tennessee. And as we went on, probably before John got hurt, he was probably our best edge rusher in terms of creating pressure, the motor, and the relentlessness. And when he gets back from that injury, obviously he will. I mean, I definitely foresee John being a guy that, you know, can be in the mix, absolutely. We drafted DeAnthony, really, you know, him and Tyson with the presence of what our under tackle, our 3 technique is a guy that we want upfield, disrupting, being able to be stout on the run, but also being able to beat those guards one-on-one in the rush. And really, DeAnthony was snake-bitten, but that's behind him. He's really explosive, and really he's having a good camp early on. Really seeing him being able to be, if he continues to progress, it's great competition at that position. But, you know, he has the skills and the qualities. He's powerful. He's explosive, and he's really playing well up to this point. Well, no nonsense. You know, I tell you, Coach Malarkey's been great. No nonsense guy. Do things the right way. He's a player's coach. I mean, he demands a lot, but also the players know that he has their best interest, really, in everything he's doing, and it's been a great approach, and it's steady. Nothing's gonna, you know, I have in my time here with Coach, feeling that nothing's gonna, you know, he's gonna have a steady course, and nothing's gonna rock the boat.